Joining us right now, the iconic, legendary, one and only, Steve the Schmooze Summers on the Fan.
And most people are very happy there's only one.
Your timing is God is a miss.
Yeah, how are you, Keith? And thank you for having me on.
Of course. I'm good. I'm watching the Dodgers game as we're waiting to see whether the Padres or Dodgers will face your Make It Happen Mets. And as we just rejoined, one of the questions I wanted to ask you about is Howie Rose. We just heard Howie Rose's call of Francisco Lindor's Grand Slam. Like, what a magical run the Mets are on. And can you speak to Howie Rose calling the game and obviously, you know, what he does for the Mets fans?
Yeah, that call goes up there with Mateau, and, you know, the Rangers winning it in 94. What the Mets had, first of all, at my age, it's not easy to get aroused. But I have been just that, watching this. It goes beyond miracle. It goes beyond dramatic. It goes beyond electric. It goes beyond exciting. And you can't wait until the seventh, eighth, or ninth inning, you know, to see what the Mets are going to do, especially if it's tied or if they're trailing. What they did, I had tears in my eyes watching what they did, what Lindor did in Atlanta. What they did in Atlanta, what they did in Milwaukee, without having a day off, with all of this traveling, and then, of course, you know, what they did with dreaded and hated Philadelphia. I mean, just unimaginable from where they were, starting at what, 0-5, and being 11 games under 500. And to me, it began when Lopez threw that glove into the stands. Then you have with the grimace. Then you have with, oh, my God. And then you have maybe Ohtani. I was telling Paulie Rosenberg that I would prefer for the team to lose to the New York Mets. I would rather it be the Dodgers.
Yeah, well, they're up 1-0 right now. And I was talking about maybe there's some cosmic energy, a full circle moment where, you know, that team meeting that came after being swept by the Dodgers, maybe you get some payback in the NLCS. Yeah, let's go back. I was laughing with you talking about being aroused because when the Yankees were swept by the Mets, you said that that was some type of optical orgasm watching that. I mean, who knew we'd get here where now all the conversation as we await the next opponent is of having a Subway Series. So if you could think back to 2000, I was 11 going on 12. I don't remember it as much as, like, I don't remember pitch by pitch, inning by inning. I definitely wasn't in New York City, but if you could go back in time and tell us what you remember about how that felt and what that was like, I think that'd be great for some of the younger listeners that are trying to imagine it.
And it's funny, too, because in 2000, the 1999 team, you can make the argument, was actually a better team than the 2000. And of course, you know, for the Metropolitans, I mean, you know, just think for a second, you know, what back in March and in spring training, did you ever hear of Vientos or Iglesias, that the kind of heroes they would be? Never mind about Lindor and Nimmo and who would have thunk about what Manaea has done and what Quintana has done, and Severino, who does give up home runs, where he has, you know, bared down. It is beyond really miracle. But 2000, you know, that was then, and this is now. And I also recall Lucas Duda in 2015 with a terrible throw and Harvey going out to pitch the ninth inning. This is all payback from all of the disappointment, all of the heartache, all of the, you know, misery that has been so associated, you know, with the Mets history. Yeah, you can go back to 69 for those old enough, and you can certainly even refer back to another generation of 86 when the Mets were miraculous and you were believing in them. But this is something, it's such a cliche to say magical, or such a cliche to say electric or dramatic, but it goes beyond miraculous. It goes beyond what any of us thought. You know, from June 1st on, I believe they had the best record in Major League Baseball, and it is so exciting. I know that you're not the Met fan, and I know with the Yankees, I would love to see, Keith, a Subway Series. That has always been a goal. That would be a dream. It would ignite and electrify the entire city. And even those passive baseball fans would be into it. You know, within the same family, you'll have a Yankee fan, you'll have a Met fan. And your Yankees really got a break with Baltimore and Houston eliminated. Because, you know, listen, we know Jose Ramirez can be and has been a Yankee killer with the Guardians. And we certainly know that it would be easier for your Yankees to beat Detroit, especially if their DH, Carpenter, Kerry Carpenter, is not going to play in the American League Championship Series. But the story really has been front page and back page, the New York Metropolitans. It is beyond miraculous.
Sure. The Yankees were expected to be here. I mean, even though they went 82-80 last year, when you go out and trade for Juan Soto and you have Aaron Judge, who's an MVP, like, you're expected to get here. With the Mets, I tip my cap to the ownership, the president of baseball operations, and the manager, because they were the ones saying back in spring training and even in June and London series that they expected this to be a postseason team. And what I say the difference is with these Mets and those guys leading the way is that they're not just passengers. They were actively changing the team. You know, they got Adrian Hauser out of here, Joey Wendell out of here, DJ Stewart. He was here for a little while, but you're gone too. Like, you know, they added guys at the deadline, like a Jesse Winker, who's been huge. Even their moves, like Sean Manaea, Luis Severino, Harrison Bader, those guys have come up big. Can you speak to Steve Cohen, who literally said he's here to slay the negativity that Mets fans have around the team? David Stearns in his first year getting this success, and Carlos Mendoza, who's obviously going to be manager of the year.
And nobody misses Vogelbach either, especially those who want something to eat after the game. But the bottom line is, no, you have to give them credit. But, you know, in their heart of hearts, if they were really going to be honest with all of us, they would admit that this is something they didn't expect. And certainly how it has happened, who would expect? It has been, you know, like fantasy land. It has been like dreamland. It has been, I mean, they all are going to say the right thing publicly. I'm sure they were willing to give a pass to this year at the very beginning, especially the way the Metropolitans started off the season. But then again, you know, since June 1st, they have the best record in baseball. But it's not just having the best record in baseball. It's how they have been going about winning. And each day that goes by is better than the last day when it comes to drama. And as I say, you wait for the Mets to come up in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. Never mind about being the first to score. Never mind about what happens in the first half of the game. It's all about with the Mets, 6, 7, 8, and 9, and winning it. And it could be with two outs and nobody on, and stringing together. The line keeps moving, 3-4 hits in a row. And the Vientos with the power, and Nimmo, you know, back in 2011, Keith, when the Mets, he didn't even have high school baseball back in, where was it, Utah, where he was growing up, and drafted by the Mets in 2011, and nobody would have thought that coming into his own would mean power and learning to play the outfield like an all-star. I mean, with Nimmo and Lindor, nobody's complaining about his contract now.
Right.
That's for sure. I mean, and you're talking about generations from now, Metropolitan fans will be talking about what Lindor did against Atlanta, what Lindor did against Philadelphia, what Lindor, the kind of season. And if it wasn't for Ohtani, he'd be the MVP.
Absolutely. I've been campaigning for him for months now, but we know it won't happen. What about this guy, Pete Alonso? How about, you know, this guy in his darkest hour when fans were saying he should be dropped in the lineup, he hasn't produced, this guy isn't worth anything, no way do we want him back next year. He hits a homer off of Devin Williams in Milwaukee to win that game and then gets the monkey off his back, and he came up big in the Philadelphia series. Pete Alonso is back, and he's having a good time with this playoff pumpkin. Speak about Pete Alonso, because he's the guy that has been here all of these years for the Mets, and now he's really getting to shine in this moment as well.
See, you have to remember, he was deserving of that kind of skepticism. He was deserving of that kind of criticism because he was not performing. And here he is in his walk year, and everyone knows he wants to be a Met, and the Mets really want him to come back. He's really one of the faces of the franchise. And with some Metropolitan fans, he is the face of the franchise. And he was not producing, sort of like your Aaron Judge so far, after the four games with Kansas City. What did he get, 2-3 hits and singles? But nonetheless, you are talking a face of the franchise, and he was not performing. And Metropolitan fans have been conditioned over the years. I mean, 69, 86, even getting to the World Series in 2015, even with Cespedes, even with Harvey, when they had their moment, their 15 minutes of fame, if you will. Bottom line is, Alonso was not putting up the numbers. He was not doing well. But now, that's what superstars can do. And we have seen it from Lindor, and now we're seeing the comeback from Alonso. And here's another thing about Alonso that you have to really check the box. His defense. Mm-hmm. He has been making picks. He is ranging not all that far to his right as he used to do and, get in the way of the second baseman moving to his left, making a play. But his defense has so improved. So the picks that he is making over there and the quick tags, and if you're a right-handed first baseman, it's not that easy with making the plays you need to make, whether, it's turning a double play, making that throw to second base, whether it's making a pick, whatever it is, you're at a somewhat of a disadvantage being a right-handed first baseman. But the bottom line, he has been just all-star and gold glove-ish over there at first base. So his hitting seems to be coming around. And again, I'm hoping that the team that is going to lose to the Metropolitans is going to be Hollywood.
Yeah, here we are in the bottom of the sixth. Dodgers still lead 1-0, one out. Yamamoto is out of the game, five innings for a $325 million pitcher that everybody in New York seemed to want a couple months ago. Another question for you. Were you able to get to any of the games against the Phillies, and will you be out there for this next series?
That's a possibility. At the moment, I would say no. I would love to be out there, but the bottom line is if I need to watch on TV, it's appointment watching, that's for sure. But I would be there in spirit. There's no question about it. Yeah, there might be an opportunity. I've gone to a couple of games this year with Bob Huesler. I even went to one Cubs-Mets game with Francesa and John Minko and Bob Huesler as well. So they are really handling that kind of a situation if I'm lucky enough and fortunate enough you know, to go. I would, I'd go there now, waiting for any of the games. I would be riding out on that seven train right now if I could.
Yeah, I saw your guy Jerry Seinfeld getting a ton of camera time during the game. So I know he's out there, and it looked like a ridiculous scene. I said it looked like AI, artificial intelligence, because not that many people expected to see people dancing in the streets of Flushing after celebrating a trip to the National League Championship Series. But here we are, you know, waiting to see who they're going to face.
And those lucky and fortunate people, and look at how expensive. But, you know, again, you know, if you're able to afford, you know, tickets to the Yankees and to the Metropolitans, I think I saw something online with the Atlantic where if you want to sit behind the dugout at Yankee Stadium, it's $31,000. Mm-hmm.
Something crazy like that. I wouldn't know. I'll be around there, but I'm not paying that much money for that. I did see good though, Steve. The Mets were dropping the price for standing room only day of game four down to like $80. I thought that was excellent. I'm like, just if you want to just be there, $80 to get in.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. But, you know, this is what Major League Baseball and the teams, you know, it's what's done. And, you know, if you and I had hedge funds and were in the same inner circle as a Steve Cohen and a Hal Steinbrenner, you know, it would be, you know, it would be something, but and affordable. But in this day and age, better to spend that money on groceries and gas for your car.
Steve, did you hear they let Rob Saleh go over with the Jets?
Well, absolutely. He was not the right guy. I mean, he's a terrific guy, more defensive-oriented, of course. You know, there's some criticism that I don't think it's going to make much of a difference. And they got rid of Hackett, and that's also an issue. And I will never believe in my heart of hearts, Keith, that Aaron Rodgers didn't have some say in what he thought of Saleh. And Hackett, he's known forever, as you know. But Hackett, the play calling was stale, it was predictable, and it was unsuccessful. He's a terrible play caller. And Saleh was like a member of the Wax Museum standing there on the sidelines. He had no clue with what was going on offensively. And, you know, I think he kept his hands off or might have contributed a little bit to what he really knows, which is defense. But really, Rodgers is old. And Rodgers is as much to blame, Keith, as anybody else. He's out there not performing. He's looking his age. He's not evasive. He's not as mobile as he used to be. His throws, the last two games, his throws were bad. I mean, he made a couple of plays, sure, but you could say that about Minshew. You could say that about, how about Stroud, though? He has been terrific. And, of course, in Washington, look out for the Commanders. But the bottom line is Rodgers has looked his age. He hasn't been good. He's been good in one game, but they have lost. You can't lose. You can't score 9 points against Denver and not be held accountable and responsible. You know, sometimes I get the impression that Rodgers may think he's back in Egypt.
Yeah, and then he threw three interceptions in London, and they fired the head coach right after that. Steve, you're the man.
Yeah. And it's not going to make much of a difference, I don't think. And you know, at least if they beat the Bills, you know, coming up, they're tied for first. So I don't think it's going to make much difference now that they made that change like that.
I don't think so either. But we've got a ton of sports on the national stage. The Mets in the NLCS, the Yankees in the ALCS, Sunday Night Football with the Giants, Monday Night Football with the Jets. I know you'll be watching, and I know somebody's listening. They're going to send that sweet ticket your way so that you can be in Queens for one of these games.
Well, I don't want to take somebody else's seat.
And
yes. And here's one question for you. because I didn't see it. But how did your Icelanders do in their opening game?
Well, I was at the Devils opening night last night, and we're just going to pretend that's an exhibition. I don't know what the Icelanders did. The Rangers, I saw, beat up the Penguins on the night that the Yankees won. But, yeah, hockey is right back, and we've got everything going, waiting on the NBA next.
Yeah, your Devils are in for, what are they, 2-1? And the Icelanders are, they have a loss. What a shame. But nonetheless, the bottom line is, we have everything going on. It's a cornucopia of the games people play. And, you know, it's just a great time of year, especially for the Metropolitans, especially for the Yankees. And we're that much closer to everybody's dream of a Subway Series. How great would that be?
I'm not dreaming of it, but if it happens, so be it. So be it.
You know the Mets would win that World Series.
I don't know. I don't know who's going to win the World Series. I'm just waiting for the Yankees to win it.
Yes, I understand. Thank you so much for having me on.
Steve, you're the man. Appreciate you.
Anytime. Thanks so much, Keith.